Good morning. I'm the happiest guy on the planet. Brianna Koval's in Wilkin County Emergency Management, and she brought treats.
I did bring you
I
treats.
Haven't even peered into this cookie tin yet, but I am anxiously awaiting.
Oh, I'm going to wipe. There's all sorts of goodies in there.
I know, Brianna, but I'm going to wipe that out before noon, just so you know.
There's a lot in there.
And you brought me other treats, too. Thank you for that.
I did bring you other treats.
That's a fun day over there at Wilkin County.
It is. Do you want the backstory of that?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. We got a little time.
Okay. So as part of the Workplace Success Committee, our County Culture Committee, in November, we were focusing on the attitude of gratitude and being thankful and giving back. So we organized a food drive among our county employees. And at the end of the month, we were able to donate 532 pounds of food and toiletries to our local food pantry.
Good for you.
Yep. And as a note of gratitude from our county commissioners, they are making mini donuts for all of our employees today.
I got mini donuts.
Exactly.
Today too,
because, of course, Eric Clint has a mini
donut.
Has a mini donut machine.
Of course he does.
Exactly. Yeah. So they are in process of thanking all of our employees today by making mini donuts.
I love this.
It was a great idea, and the donuts are good. So I thought I'd bring you a little bag let me come in here every week.
Come in here every week. You're kind of like my little, you know, end of the week pick me up.
Right. Well, so yeah, and we need that with the weather lately.
We do, and we got by the day yesterday, but today we're here to talk about frostbite.
Because it's cold today.
It's a thing, yeah.
Yep, it's absolutely cold today. The wind chill right now is negative 21. If you look at the handy-dandy wind chill chart, as far as how long it takes for frostbite or hypothermia to set in, that puts us in the category of about 30 minutes. Well, what's everybody doing today? They're trying to get rid of all the snow that blew around yesterday.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. If you are going to be out and about doing some snow removal, doing some shoveling, sweeping off your deck or whatever it may be, make sure that you're covered everywhere.
Yeah, because that's any kind of exposed flesh, right?
Exactly. Any exposed skin, it's about 30 minutes and frostbite will set in today. Mm. So keep that in mind if you're going to be out and about. And keep that in mind if those little ones are going to be outside playing today. Make sure that they are bundled up extra and that they're not going to be outside for extended periods of time. I mean, let them out to get some energy out to play in the snow, because this is the first substantial snow that we've had this season. So, of course, it's fun to play in. But that frostbite's going to set in pretty quickly.
Well, and I know you're not a doctor, but how do you know when you got frostbite? Mm-hmm.
I've never had it.
So
it gets tingly cold when you're really, really cold and you stop feeling that you're cold.
That's when you really know.
I had frostbite plenty of times from when I was in college. I went to NDSU, and of course, the parking pass that I had was on the southern end of the campus.
Yeah,
and the
so you
class
had a hike.
That I had
yeah.
to get to was on the northern end of the campus. So I remember wearing long johns under my jeans, but still ended up with frostbite on my legs numerous times. And you can tell it's going to be dry and red and sometimes a little bit more swollen. And that's going to be really mild frostbite. Obviously, if it's deeper, you're going to have discoloration, dying
that's
skin.
That's what I've heard,
It's going to blister. It's going to peel. Mm. All of that. So just make sure that you're not putting yourself in the position where that's going to happen.
Just bundle up.
Exactly. Bundle up. Wear gloves, hat, scarf, face mask, whatever you need. Proper footwear, because, of course, our appendages are what get affected first. It's going to be your nose, your fingers, your toes. So keep that in mind and make sure that you are doing all the proper things to stay warm. Right. And if you need it, get the little hand warmers, the foot warmers to slide in your boots if you know you're going to be outside for an extended period of time. And then wear the stuff that's the particular grade for this type of weather.
Right.
Your fashion Sherpa boots are probably not going to suffice if you're going to be outside moving snow. Make sure you have the heavy duty stuff on when we're in these sub-zero days.
Absolutely. Yes. Good advice. Good common sense advice.
Absolutely.
Again. So, plans for Christmas. What are you and the fam doing?
We are hosting.
Nice.
So, we'll be home doing the Christmas thing. We have everyone coming over on Christmas Eve, and then we'll go to the late service over at Bethel, because I love going to late church service.
Yes.
That's my favorite part, because then you do the candlelight and all of that. So, that'll be great, and then we'll just be home, which is nice.
That is nice.
Nice to be home.
Good for you.
Yes.
Looking forward to 2025?
Yes.
Good things.
Yes. Well, everyone should always be looking forward to next year.
Well,
why
dwell
in the past? Mm-hmm. Let's look forward to whatever it is that the world has in store for us next
year. And the world only spins forward.
That is
so
correct.
So it's a law of physics.
Yes.
So you kind of
run really
to keep
don't
up
have
with
a choice.
It. That's right.
Yep. So take the good with the bad and remember the good and not the bad.
Do we want to talk Viking football? It's up to you.
I mean, we can.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, let's not jinx it.
Yeah. I always say go ahead because I know how you are about that. It's like, I don't want to say too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're coming up on another game and we're going to see how it goes.
Who are we playing? Forgive my ignorance. Who are we playing?
Are we playing the Seahawks this weekend?
That would be about right.
I feel like it's Seahawks.
I feel like after looking at the
schedule. There's only a few
earlier.
Games left, and I feel like it's Seahawks, Packers, Lions.
Okay.
You know, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
And that's how we're going to say it, is we're doing all right.
Well, we're doing all right. Let's just leave it at that.
I enjoyed watching the Bears game. I stayed awake, which is a big deal for me.
Yeah.
I don't normally last through an evening game, those 7 p.m. games on Mondays and Thursdays, or even if it's the late game on Sunday or on a Monday night, I can't do it. I'll fall asleep. I stayed awake the whole time.
Good for you.
So, yeah,
and
we'll just go with that.
I also got to tell you this, too, the last time you were in here last week.
Yes.
We were talking about Christmas movies.
Yes.
And I have been on a grumpy old men fix.
Well, because I talked about it?
Because you talked about it. It's
yes.
like, it's not really a great, but it is a Christmas, kind of a Christmas Thanksgiving.
It's a holiday movie.
A holiday movie.
Yep.
And I ended up watching both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first one much better, of course, but the second one's okay, too. But
I do like the first one.
Like you, I enjoy the outtakes.
Yes. That's the best
My
part.
My favorite part of the movie. But
yes.
Yeah, so I wanted to thank you for that. You put me on the grumpy old men kick. So.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Thank you for that. Rhianna Colville, you and the family, you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Are you going to be around next Friday?
Yes, I
okay,
will.
We'll be here too. So stop on in. We can do a recap.
Perfect.
Rhianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Management. We talk with Brianna every Friday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in North Dakota.
This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org, sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Listening to the radio.